居行如旅。 Listen and share。
Yetto Yetto 咕咚咕咚，In downtown New York, at a somewhat trashy apartment, there lived a man named Howard. He was a young man, in his mid-20s, and had a terrible fear of cockroaches. Well, if you've been to New York and maybe lived or stayed in a run-down hotel, you know how many cockroaches there are. Too many to count.Howie had just come home from work and was looking for a bit of relaxation. All he wanted to do was get a bowl of ice cream, sit down, and read the newspaper. He started raiding the messy cabinets and seemed to look for a bowl and a spoon. He found the bowl, got out the ice cream, and opened a drawer to get the spoon when, surprise!Out jumps a big juicy cockroach. After jumping 20 feet in the air and grabbing a spoon out of the drawer, he sat down and claimed himself, "God forsaken roaches!" he yelled, while slowing his heartbeat just as another cockroach crawled between his feet. "There's gotta be something I can do to get rid of them!" Just then,As he was getting his ice cream and reading ads in the paper, one specific ad caught his eye. "Got roaches? We have a solution. Come down to Sam's Pet Club today and get yourself the natural predator of the roaches, a gecko."有个人名叫霍华德，住在纽约市区一座卫生状况很糟糕的公寓里面。他很年轻，也就24、25岁，但是怕蟑螂怕得要死。其实只要你去过纽约，并且在那种很差的小旅馆住过或者待过一会儿，你就会知道那里到底有多少蟑螂了，不计其数。有一天霍华德下班刚刚到家，想要放松一下。其实他想做的全部事情也就是吃碗冰淇淋，坐下歇会儿，看看今天的报纸。他在又脏又乱的壁橱里翻腾着，想找个碗和勺子，但是他只找到了碗。于是他把冰淇淋倒进去，然后打开抽屉拿勺子。哦天哪，跳出来一只浑身湿漉漉的大蟑螂，吓得他一蹦有20尺高。胡乱地抓了一个勺子，他坐下来让自己平静一下。上帝啊，求你遗弃了这些蟑螂吧，他大叫着，心砰砰地跳。还没有平静下来，这时另外一只蟑螂又从他两腿之间爬过去。总会有办法能够解决掉你们的，他说，指着冰淇淋。他一边看着报纸上的广告，其中的一则引起了他的注意。你家有蟑螂吗？我们有办法，快来萨姆宠物店，我们出售蟑螂的天敌壁虎。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
In downtown New York, at a somewhat trashy apartment, there lived a man named Howard. 有个人名叫霍华德，住在纽约市区一座卫生状况很糟糕的公寓里面。He was a young man, in his mid-20s, and had a terrible fear of cockroaches.
他很年轻，也就二十四五岁，但是怕蟑螂怕得要死。
Well, if you've been to New York and maybe lived or stayed in a rundown hotel, you know how many cockroaches there are. Too many to count.
其实只要你去过纽约，并且在那种很差的小旅馆住过，或者待过一会儿，你就会知道那里到底有多少蟑螂了，不计其数。
Howie had just come home from work and was looking for a bit of relaxation.
有一天，霍华德下班刚刚到家，想要放松一下。
All he wanted to do was get a bowl of ice cream, sit down and read the newspaper.
其实他想做的全部事情，也就是吃碗冰淇淋，坐下歇会儿，看看今天的报纸。
He started raiding the messy cabinets and seemed to look for a bowl and a spoon.
他在又脏又乱的壁橱里翻腾着，想找个碗和勺子。
He found the bowl, got out the ice cream, and opened a drawer to get the spoon when... Surprise!
但是他只找到了碗，于是他把冰淇淋倒进去，然后打开抽屉拿勺子。
哦天哪 ！Out jumps a big juicy cockroach，
跳出来一只浑身湿漉漉的大蟑螂。
After jumping 20 feet in the air and grabbing a spoon out of the drawer， he sat down to claim himself，
吓得他一蹦有二十尺高，胡乱地抓了一个勺子。他坐下来让自己平静一下。
God forsaken roaches! He yelled, while slowing his heartbeat just as another cockroach crawled between his feet.
上帝啊，求你遗弃了这些蟑螂吧！他大叫着，心砰砰地跳。还没有平静下来，就是另外一只蟑螂又从他两腿之间爬过去。
There's gotta be something I can do to get rid of them.
总会有办法能够解决掉你们的。
Just then, as he was getting his ice cream and reading ads in the paper, one specific ad caught his eye.
他说，指着冰淇淋，他一边看着报纸上的广告，其中的一则引起了他的注意。
Got roaches? We have a solution.Come down to Sam's Pet Club today and get yourself the natural predator of the roaches, a gecko.
你家有蟑螂吗？我们有办法。快来萨姆宠物店，我们出售蟑螂的天敌，壁虎。讲解一下相关的语言点。
In one's mid-twenties,
某人二十四五岁的时候，我们要注意这个 mid-twenties 的使用。
Twenties
当然可以换成 thirties, forties 等等，代表是三十四五岁或者四十四五岁。另外 mid 可以用 early 或者 late 替换，表示二十一二岁、二十八九岁的意思。
Too many to count.
要注意短语 too, 这样的意思是太以至于不能，表示否定的意思。一般前面的 too 后面要跟形容词或者起到形容词作用的短语，后面的 too 要跟动词，表示不能做到的事情。比如文中的这句话，意思就是太多了以至于数不过来。
Come home from work.
下班回到家。这里列举几个表示下班的短语
get off work ring out off duty off from work get off work be off duty
比如 I will be off duty soon 我快下班了以及 when will it be off duty 你什么时候下班
好了故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。